Welcome back to Yahoo Finance. The latest jurisdiction to make some moves on mask mandates and vaccine mandates is Washington, D.C. The announcement February 15th, the vaccine mandate will expire, and then February 28th, the indoor mask mandate will expire. Let's get a little bit more on what this means, as well as other jurisdictions that are in focus with their mandates. Yahoo Finance's Anjali Kemlani here with all the details. Anj.
That's right, Brian. As you mentioned, D.C., the latest to join in dropping some mandates. We know that this has been happening across the country, especially for masking indoors. And this happened at a time where really D.C. was about to actually mandate two doses be required rather than the one that had been a requirement for D.C. Diners until recently. So that is now in place, joining several other countries. We know that on the coasts in particular, here in the Northeast, as well as along the West Coast, we've seen these states roll back some of these protections as we've seen cases drop. We know right now that cases continue to drop, hospitalizations continue to drop. Deaths are still on the downward climb, though still at concerning levels at about 2,400 per day on average. So that's where things stand now when it comes to specifically the virus and the restrictions there.
Anjali, what about the vaccine mandate specifically? You know, masks are coming off, vaccine mandates are still in place, and it sounds like a lot of offices are now revisiting that timeline for return to the office.
That's right. With Omicron out of the way, we're definitely seeing that. As it stands right now, we know that New York City, of course, had to let go of over 1,400 individuals who did not comply with the vaccine mandate deadline, largely seeing educators or those that work for the Department of Education laid off as a result of this. Meanwhile, we see Microsoft looking for a back to work, specifically in Washington and California, by the end of the month. So that really is going to start to trigger a lot more conversations about the return to office. Not quite clear on, how many others will be on board. We know we heard from Expedia as well. So it really is going to be interesting to see how that plays out. We know that the 2022 outlook is not over yet. The virus could still make a comeback. We could still see surges. So really interesting to see how that plays out. And especially as we know here in the U.S., vaccines and vaccination rates have really plateaued when it comes to adults, especially for booster doses, that has been slowing down. We also know that kids, especially those who are eligible, as much as there is a focus on the under five age group, the over five age group has really stagnated at roughly 20% right now. So it really is a mixed picture, and we have to see how that plays out for the rest of the year.
Okay, Anjali Kemlani bringing us the latest there. Thanks so much for that.